This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the third week of early spring, the third week of the flowering moss moon, and the 14th week of the year in nature. Bluebell growing season begins as the first dusky foliage emerges from the hillsides. Daffodil, chickweed, purple dead nettle, and dandelion blooming thymes unfold slowly, just as clumps of nettles and shepherd's purse and cress and clover and lamb's quarters reach the spring tipping point and spill across the waysides, fields, and gardens. The migration of red-winged blackbirds peaks as pussy willows come out all the way. Wolf spiders hatch in the gray fields. Koi frolic in ponds and carp in the rivers. Red peony stalks, barely visible a few weeks ago, have pushed above the mulch. Ladybugs hatch under logs, salamanders mate in the slime, adolescent skunks and raccoons and groundhogs and opossums explore the nights. The morning robin chorus grows in power and ducks arrive in their mating plumage. White tundra swans reach the shores of Lake Erie. And early in the month, deep winter's Orion has moved off to the west. And Corvus, maize, corn, and soybean planting constellation appears on the horizon. Spica, which will be centered in the southern sky on evenings of the first heat wave, rises from the east, and June's Corona Borealis follows it. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the fourth week of early spring and the fourth week of the flowering moss moon. In the meantime, go outside before you head to bed and find Orion finally retreating towards the horizon, retreating from winter.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.